Right now, as we're recording this Tuesday afternoon, San Diego City Council members are casting what may be the most consequential budget vote in years. The $118 million structural deficit has forced Mayor Todd Gloria to propose cuts that have split the city's political coalition.
The arts and culture cuts are the most visible flashpoint, from $13.8 million down to just $2 million. That's an 85% reduction, Marcus. We're talking about programs that serve hundreds of thousands of residents annually.
But Friday's development changed the entire dynamic. City Council President Pro Tem Kent Lee, Budget Committee Chair Henry Foster III, County Supervisor Monica Montgomery Steppa, and the Priebes Foundation announced a $10.35 million rescue package. The Priebes Foundation pledges $3 million directly, and they're recommending the city redirect $6 million from hotel tax revenue.
The politics here are fascinating. Gloria's budget reflects the harsh fiscal reality. The city simply doesn't have the money it once did. But the public-private partnership model that Lee and others are proposing could become a template for how San Diego manages future budget crises. Instead of just cutting services, you're creating hybrid funding mechanisms.
Charles Modica, the council's independent budget analyst, is backing more than just arts restoration. His recommendations include restoring funding for homeless shelters and the Office of Child and Youth Services. The shelter cuts are particularly stark. Gloria proposed eliminating 200 to 250 beds from the 16th and Newton shelter.
That shelter cut has system-wide implications. The IBA analysis shows it would trigger a shelter intake freeze across the entire network. We're not just talking about reducing capacity. We're talking about potentially turning people away completely. The IBA's counterproposal would limit cuts to just 50 beds instead of 250.
Meanwhile, the police department is receiving roughly a $15 million budget increase. That's the political reality of San Diego in 2026. Public safety spending is considered untouchable, even as arts, libraries, and homeless services face the axe.
The timing couldn't be more pointed. This budget vote happens as the city grapples with visible homelessness, as arts organizations face potential closure, and as library hours are being reduced. Yet police funding not only survives, but grows significantly.
What strikes me about the Priebes Foundation intervention is how it highlights the limitations of municipal finance. When a private foundation has to step in with $3 million to save arts programming, you're essentially acknowledging that the traditional tax base can't support basic city services.
And that $6 million hotel tax redirect, that's revenue that was presumably earmarked for other priorities. Tourism and hospitality generate significant tax revenue for San Diego, but if that money is being moved to arts programs, what gets cut instead? The budget is truly a zero-sum game at this point.
By the time our listeners hear this, we'll likely know the outcome. But regardless of today's vote, San Diego's fiscal structure remains fundamentally challenged. A $118 million structural deficit doesn't disappear with one budget cycle. It requires either significant revenue increases or sustained spending cuts over multiple years.
The broader question is whether this public-private model becomes the new normal. Do we want a city where essential services depend on the charitable impulses of private foundations? There's something troubling about arts programming surviving only because the Priebes Foundation happened to step forward.
It also raises questions about sustainability. Private donations can be withdrawn, economic conditions can change foundation priorities, and philanthropic interests don't necessarily align with community needs. What happens to arts funding in year two or three of this arrangement?
The council members casting votes today are essentially deciding what kind of city San Diego becomes. A city that prioritizes public safety above all else, or one that tries to maintain a broader definition of community well-being, even when budgets are tight.